Daniel Parmack, San Antonio, Texas.
Matt Damon!
Stop all the downloading!
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 70, the best movie theme ever. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the Trending Topics Network. Check out some great shows like the Spanish Announce Table, Trending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School, and before we get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. Oldschoolmovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. Oldschoolmovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at oldmovies.net. That's oldmoviesdotnet. So without further ado, let's introduce our panel for the best movie theme ever. Start with our Iron Man, Mr. Heavyset.
What about the Twinkie?
Kev Botrek.
What about the Twinkie?
We got Carp.
Carp smash.
We got Gallifrey.
Geronimo.
And we have Will.
Thanks for having me, Old School.
What about the Twinkie? All right. This show is going to divert a bit from our usual format, which is regular news and rumors. This is going to be airing approximately end of December, early January, after our JCVD retrospectives and our end of year episodes. This is music in movies, and we really haven't done that. So we're going to start with the top 100 movie themes. We're going to play a couple of them, get your quick thoughts on it. We're also going to be talking about our top five, and we're going to talk about soundtracks. And at the end of it, we're going to play a Name That Tune. We're going to see who is the greatest Name That Tune player on the panel. Start with our top 100 movie themes. And guys, just blurt out whatever comes to mind. I'm going to start mentioning them. Start off with a couple of them. Of course, number 100, Sleeping Beauty. Alice in Wonderland, these kind of kids' movies. I guess this is more on Kev Botrek's list. Poseidon Adventure, You Only Live Twice. Sweeney Todd.
Oh, a good one.
Got Lord of the Rings as well.
Yes, play that. That is good. The traveling theme.
Do I have Lord of the Rings? I do not, unfortunately.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, there's movies about walking.
Yeah.
Even the trees fucking walked.
That's all you do is fucking walk.
Do you have Mission Impossible, Old School?
What you have to play is number 85, South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Please,
what do you,
please don't.
Okay, you guys, I want to see if you guys can guess the first one that I'm going to play. The one that would be the most significant on the list, starting from 100 up.
Yeah, Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Woo. It's Ric Flair's intro.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Chicken Run.
Chicken Run and Chicken Run and Chicken Run.
Now, is it your remake of this?
Yeah, this is 2001's A Space Odyssey.
I have a strange urge to divorce my wife. I have no idea why.
I want to beat up a guy in traffic and then have Edge make fun of me.
Oh, that's awesome. Because Flair pretty much took over that theme. I mean, if you've seen the movie,
that's
of course.
The same thing with Savage and Pomp and Circumstance. I mean,
yeah. All right. So, yes, 2001, A Space Odyssey. We've got 87's Tokyo Drifter, 86's Superman, 85 South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. Now, is this Uncle Fucker that you would play? Or shut your fucking mouth, Uncle Fucker.
Always,
Blame Canada.
Let's play Blame Canada.
Blame Canada is better.
Yeah.
We must stop dirty language from getting to our children's ears. We must go fight the source of it. But what is the source?
Oh, that's easy.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want a fuss and curse.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada. And now he's off to join the clan.
And my boy Eric once had my picture on his shelf, but now when I see him, he tells me to fuck myself.
Seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
Fuck you, Blame Canada. Blame South Park.
You know what, though?
All right.
Now that I'm looking at it, this is somebody's personal list of 100 best. It's not, like, IMDb's. It's this guy, Jono74.
Yeah. Also, the movie's all in
Jono,
French.
Jono74 knows all.
But also, the movie's all in French, no?
No.
Why are the movie's French titles, then?
Because your browser's in French.
Oh, that makes sense. I need some tech support.
Oh, God. It's a more people need tech support.
I don't remember right. Cape Fear and the Witches having great soundtracks. So.
Yeah, that guy's list is kind of weird.
The King of Comedy? I mean, come on.
I am liking a lot of it, though. So we're going to go through it. And then if you guys disagree, please let me know.
I just hear most of them.
Thank you. Maybe it's your French browser.
Maybe.
Triplets of Belleville is number 84.
Yeah, I disagree 84. With that.
JFK is number 83.
I disagree with that, too.
How about 82? That I actually got into that because of Ted.
See, like, T-Ren would probably
same
have
thing.
all the bonds all the way at the top.
Diamonds Are Forever, 81. The Man with the Golden Sun, 80.
Gun.
Cash Me
Gun.
Huh?
You said the Man with the
gun,
Golden
dude.
Sun.
Yeah, it's Man with the Golden Sun, you idiot.
By the way,
By
the way, Diamonds Are Forever is a fantastic theme.
It is. It is. D-Ren is going to blast me for Man with the Golden Sun. Catch Me If You Can. That was a cool theme. Wizard of Oz, of course. Dirty Harry. On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Got Ace Ventura. Armistead, I don't agree with for 74.
And I really hate Aristocats.
This is very Disney-heavy.
It is, eh? Sword in the Stone, 72. And number 71.
America.
America.
America, fuck yeah, come out again to save the motherfucking day, yeah.
This week in Netflix.
Freedom is the only way, yeah. Terrorists, your game is through, cause now you have...
I like the old version of that, too. The slow version.
America, fuck yeah, bummer version.
Team America, the thing I love about that theme... is like when they list a bunch of things, and you know, it's like McDonald's, fuck yeah, da-da, fuck yeah, and they're like Democrats, fuck yeah, Republicans, and they're like, you hear like two people like, fuck yeah.
I don't know, it's slavery. It's just.
Yeah, and I was like, what? They do a double take with that one. Number 68, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, 67, The Terminal. Got West Side Story, Labyrinth, Saturday Night Fever. The Jungle Book. See, Disney heavy, yes, but Jungle Book was good.
Jungle Book was awesome.
Yeah. Hard Day's Night, 62, 61. Sweet.
Sweetback's Badass.
Sweetback's Badass song. I love that blaxploitation.
Actually,
there.
Did you guys watch that movie?
I did not.
That guy, Melvin Van Peebles, actually got... He did a sex scene there using his real self, and he got HIV from that sex
scene.
Oh,
I thought you were going to talk about his cock.
Yeah,
we were
waiting for the Will Cock Talk moment.
No, he did. So he did. He actually went, because he was part of the union for artists, he actually said, look, because I was on the job, I got HIV, I should be given money. And he was given money by the Artists Association, and he used that money to make more movies. He never got treated for his HIV.
Is he father or any relation to Mario Van Peebles?
Oh, no, sorry. It wasn't HIV. It was... It was like herpes or something like that. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, that's a little bit different.
Definitely not HIV was herpes.
Gee, the big difference,
HIV
though.
HIV kind of turns into AIDS.
Hey, listen, I got AIDS. Do you mind giving me money so I could not treat AIDS?
It was sexually transmitted disease, but it was not HIV. It was not fatal.
Gonorrhea or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
all right.
It is the father of Mario Van Peebles. Thought so.
Well, good thing he doesn't have AIDS, then. Hook was number 59. I remember that being a good soundtrack.
Hook? I don't know.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Hey, that's
Carp.
A good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Little Shop
Tom of Horrors. Tom and Jerry. The
no, that one sucks.
I'm really surprised by this one.
Number 56.
That's good.
Yeah, this is classic, dude. I like shit myself whenever I hear this. He's coming for you, Carp. All right.
Michael Myers. actors, though. If it's one of the earlier actors, I'm not so worried. If it's Tyler Mane, the guy who played Sabretooth in the X-Men movies, yeah, I'm pretty fucked.
Shit and bricks.
Wait, when did he play Mike Myers?
The Rob Zombie reboots.
Okay. But you know, if it's Mike Myers, I wouldn't be scared.
Yeah, baby.
Is Exorcist Mary Poppins. In here? Exorcist theme was pretty good, too.
We'll see.
Mary Poppins 55, Calamity James, Saving Private Ryan, and number 52... This is fucking classic, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's way too low on this list.
I agree.
Exactly.
You were saying?
But, well, it's way too low on the list, but the thing is, that's the Godfather theme is very big, like that. That part I've understood is called Sweet Softly Love or something like that.
I think that
could be wrong. And then like there's the traditional one, the Godfather Waltz, which that's like the most common one. I think it's got
two really big themes, that's right. Yeah,
and they're both very, very iconic.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a Get Carter by Michael Caine.
Oh, yeah, big time. That's what the Stallone movie is based off of.
Oh, cool. Blade Runner, Babe, Big Country, The Eagle Has Landed, Airplane, got Braveheart. This one, I don't even care about the movie, but this, I think this theme made the movie at number 44. and every other spoof. Other honorable mentions, French Connection, Live and Let Die, Fiddler on the Roof, got Goldfinger.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's very good. Golden Eye. Yeah, I think it's D-Ren who made this list.
It might be D-Ren's alter ego.
Got Robin Hood, Taxi Driver, Jaws,
I find that a bit low on the list. 35 is kind of low.
Yeah. Star Trek The Motion Picture. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
35 is not bad, yeah. Beauty and the Beast. Clockwork Orange, King of Comedy. That's a weird list. There's like two other Bonds. Okay, let's get into the Bond theme because there's like a million other Bonds. So, I mean, it is classic in terms of cinema. Other honorable mentions on this list?
Watson's Bachelor Party.
That was the best.
Because it was supposed to be Superman theme, but we couldn't remember it.
Yeah, we didn't.
Way too low.
At our friend's Bachelor Party, we didn't remember what the Superman theme was, so we're just like, the Superman theme is...
It's way too low on the list.
Yeah, way too low.
Way too low.
Yeah, this guy's talking movie soundtracks or something.
Here's another classic. Where was that?
Future.
What number is that at?
13.
Oh, this should be top 5.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, to me, this list is the stuff that says a movie franchise. Like, the Bond
yeah.
theme is, you know, that's the quintessential Bond theme. Halloween music, that's the quintessential, you know, Halloween music. Whereas, this guy's top 5. I mean, yeah, Star Wars was an amazing soundtrack for its time, but Schindler's List, I don't remember anything from that.
How is this number 9?
Terminator? Dude, every time I hear this, I think Arnie like shooting people in the face.
That's beautiful.
Classic.
This is definitely a top 10.
I think it's top 3.
Yeah, I don't get Pinocchio though. Pinocchio's weird.
How is Pinocchio better than Terminator?
How Terminator would fucking destroy in a fight. For me, it's like, who would win in a fight? Pinocchio or Terminator?
How's the Ghostbusters theme 19th? That should easily be top five.
All right, so we'll have plenty of time to debate this and give our top fives. But this number one was a little surprising.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't seen this movie in 20 years.
Guys, this guy likes John Williams. It's very clear.
No, John Williams does all the themes.
Our next 80s retrospective, I think E.T.'s got to be on that list.
Top five. Definitely. Four of them are John Williams.
Who's this John
074? He's a random person. Fuck him.
So we're talking about top fives. Let's start with Carp. Let's get your top five movie themes.
Top five movie themes. See, the thing is, there's themes from certain movies that are really memorable, like the Matrix lobby scene. That always sticks with me, that dun 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 dun. So every time I hear that, I think of Neo shooting a bunch of guys in the face.
The amount of gunfire in this fucking scene is insane.
Yeah, there's no way to count the bullets. Never.
Did they try?
No. We watched it there, friend test though, with heavy bass. One of my other ones is definitely Blade Confusion, that opening scene in the first Blade.
Okay.
Where he's slicing up all the vampires. That, you know, that's another thing when I hear that song, I think I want to watch Blade again because the first Blade was awesome.
That's when you really know you've got a gem.
Yeah.
When, you know, you hear a song somebody's playing on YouTube and you're like, I have to revisit this movie because it's one theme.
I mean, those are definitely two of them. The Saw theme from the first one, the da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na.
Hello, Zep.
That's another one that'll always stick with me. I got to say, those are my top three, you know, that'll stick to a movie. Anything Star Wars or your general ones like Bond and Halloween, you know those belong to those franchises. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you could tell it's Saw right away.
Like, I mean, Kevin Steen used this as part of his intro here in Montreal, so you know it's a badass song when a wrestler uses it.
It's true. All right, heavy set. Let's get your top five movie themes.
Going from bottom to top, I love the Skyfall theme. It's one of my favorite ones of recent years.
This is strong. Adele did a great job with this. Do you think D-Ren, this would be his top one, Kev, for Bond?
Oh, I would think maybe Goldfinger would be.
Yeah.
Godfather theme, we've already talked about that one. Not many people really, I think, really think of this movie has a theme, but technically it kind of does. It's Scarface. The opening title, and it gets played, I think, once during the movie and then one at the end. And
No. It gets played in the middle when he sees the blimp. The world is yours.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the world is yours. Yeah, trust me, I know a lot about that movie. Which
so
actually, this is the 30th anniversary of the movie this week. It was, I think, Monday.
All right, so what's your number two, Abby?
It's actually already been talked about, the Saw theme, which is called Hello, Zep.
Okay, cool. You're into that, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think that theme made the movie series, and if anybody's ever seen the final Saw and the last moments of it, and they have the theme playing in the background. I mean, they have the theme playing in the background of all the endings of the movie, but like that one, it just summed everything up, and I freaking love it. And then,
I never put you as a Saw guy. I didn't know you were into horror movies.
I'm not a horror movie person. It's a lot of the movies are riddles, and that's what got me to it. Like, I was really late. I started watching them after the third movie. I was really late watching the first one, and I already knew the ending. It was like The Sixth Sense, where pretty much everybody told you what the ending was, but no one ever said anything about two or three at that point.
Okay.
So I had an ex who was really into it. But basically, like, I use example two. I'm not going to ruin anything for the movie because it's so old. Like, you should have seen it by now. But basically, Jigsaw says, if you want to see your son, just sit here and talk with me and you'll find out he's in a safe place. And the basic of the riddle is that he's in a safe. Like, to me, like, that blew
that's awesome.
That blew my mind. And it's basically, he says stuff and it's a riddle. Like, I'm not a horror movie person, but just the riddles and everything I was absolutely in love with.
And that safe is just, like, right there. Right mm-hmm. next to them. Yeah.
And one thing, like, a lot of people hate on those movies and say they shouldn't have stopped after three, but they actually all coincide really well together, and they weren't just popping them out for popping them out. They actually, like, there would be, like, a cliffhanger in the middle of the movie. There'd be something in the middle of the movie that wasn't explained, but it was because it was going to be explained in the next movie. But that's a whole different story. But my number one theme, and it's my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies of all time, Ghostbusters.
Yeah, this is classic. Sean's mother.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Sean's mother.
This was like, who's Sean?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I was gonna say, like, this kind of throws into something that I have this debate, like, on my Facebook every once in a while. Which is better, Ghostbusters 1 or 2? Because I know, like, I'm always of the thought, like,
1.
Yeah, like, I'd love 1. But there's actually people that prefer 2. And I'm like, how do you prefer 2?
Which was the one with the Stay Puft Puff Marshmallow Man?
That was the first one. Yeah. The second one was, like, it's like Kebo Trek says a lot, that Rush Hour syndrome. It was nothing new. And I'll agree with it. Although I did enjoy it, and we're talking about themes, I loved On Our Own by Bobby Brown that was on there.
Yes.
That was a huge into that theme, second one, but yeah.
That was actually used by independent wrestler Gregory Iron. That used to be, I think he might use that at certain places. Just throwing it out there.
Awesome. All right, let's throw this to Mr. Will. Let's get your top five.
Okay, so my number five is Requiem for a Dream. It's called Luxa Aeterna. It's a story about four people who are on drugs.
It
goes through the seasons. Yeah, it's a movie. No, and it goes through the seasons. It's by Darren Aronofsky, same guy who did The Fountain. It gets worse and worse and worse. And you think they're going to get out of it, but no. It's just, it shows you what addiction does. And it's people who, some drugs are prescribed and some are recreational. But it goes to very dark places. And just the theme just builds on it. And it's been used in trailers. It's been used in TELUS commercials. It's an extremely intense theme. It's called Lux Aeterna. I recommend everybody's heard already. It's just some people don't know where it's from. It's from this movie.
All right, what's your number four?
My number four is Legends of the Fall. It's a film that my dad really enjoyed as a kid when I was younger. Here you go.
Brad Pitt.
Yep, and Anthony Hopkins.
And some chick.
Julia Armand, just cool in the 90s.
This is your number four?
No, because you're playing the... It's a song, and then it goes into an actual theme. And what you're playing is the song part. It's like Godfather, where there's the song and there's the actual theme. You're playing the song. I prefer the theme. It elaborates on that, but it becomes more orchestral. So,
awesome,
But it has a lot of nostalgic... I mean, it's very nostalgic for me. It was a movie that my whole family used to watch.
All right, so let's get your number three.
Number three is Indiana Jones. We already played it. It's an awesome, awesome theme. It's a theme that sums up the franchise so, so very well. I really love it. It's very old school, and yet it's the one that I'm sure everybody will be like, yeah, that's Indiana Jones. It's really cool.
And your number two.
Oh, two is great. It's the 1989 Danny Elfman theme for Batman.
Brings me back to our Batman retrospective.
Yeah, we've played this to death, the Batman.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody agreed this was the best Batman theme. Yeah. It is. and it was carried on for the animated TV show, wasn't it? And I just imagine the battlefield just racing down.
That was good. All right, let's get your number one.
Well, I just want to say I actually like also because the Danny Elfman did the similar thing for the second Batman movie, but that one has this very creepy choral in the background. I found that cool
choir.
As well.
It's choir. A choir.
Oh, sorry, choir. Yes, choral in French.
For the Penguin, yeah.
Yeah, for Penguin, yeah. My number one, it's my favorite one. It's just absolutely gorgeous. I see them all on an airplane looking out the window. You just see pterodactyls flying whenever I hear this theme. It's Jurassic Park. Because it's because I love how it always plays in the movie. It always plays in these perfect strategic moments where you see how beautiful the world is.
I'm just surprised Batman is not your number one here.
Nah, this one means more to me.
Wow, it's dinosaurs!
Yeah, it plays the right moments in the movie. Like whenever the first time that Alan Grant sees that they're dinosaurs, this theme plays, and you see just what's at stake in this what's been growing on this island. And it also goes at the end as well, so you're remembering the journey with it. It's really cool. It plays well with the movie.
All right, Gallifrey, let's get your top five.
Okay, my number five is the Lord of the Rings when they're traveling and, walking. I love that.
Which is the entire series.
Yes. But I loved it when Aragorn jumps down from the ship, in the third film, in The Return of the King, with the cop-out ghosts.
I'm sure old school remembers that very well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's where he hops, skips, jumps, and then continues to walk.
Then he nuts in Frodo's mouth.
No, that's Sam. Sam straight bricks right in Frodo's mouth.
All right, look, there's only one return, okay? In Land of the King, it's not the Jedi.
Absolutely. Gallifrey, number four.
Number four is Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's more than one Caribbean.
There's two Caribbeans.
There's Caribbeans. A bunch of Caribbeans.
I don't know. Is there no S?
No, it's just
no, there's not really.
Oh,
no.
Really? I always thought there was.
Is it the title theme? Is it one of the particular movies that you like?
Or? Johnny Depp going like, I need rum and coffee
in my
death because I'm a gay pirate.
That's too low.
Got the Keith Richards impression going on there.
The other good theme that they have for Pirates of the Caribbean with no S is the Hoist the Colors theme. Which I don't know. I think it's the beginning of two, maybe.
They have a Davy Jones theme, which is pretty good too.
No, but it's not as upbeat as this one.
No, it's not upbeat.
I like how upbeat and action packed. It feels like heroes. Come on, it's like heroes embarking on a journey. It's so.
But they're not heroes. They're all villains.
I don't.
Speaking about upbeat, what's your number three, guys?
My number three is something we've already mentioned. I think it's Mission Impossible. I like number one. Oh. There you go.
Yeah, this is kick ass.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't like number two.
Oh, you don't like this version?
Actually, what's cool is that this actually comes from the old TV show with Leonard Nimoy. And they actually kept the theme for the movies and updated it.
I mean, all the versions. This comes from the same
great.
Source.
Yeah.
Do you prefer the TV theme or the movie remakes?
I like the movie remakes. I'd never watched a TV show, so.
It's the same theme, it's just not as techno.
What about the Limp Bizkit version?
No. That can be right. Suck a dick.
Let's get you number one, Gallifrey.
Number two is, you forget, number two is Terminator.
Oh, yes.
And we've already played that. We all. I actually prefer when the music starts instead of the dun 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 dun.
No, you gotta have to. No, to me,
I know you need to have it, but I mean,
like that's the theme.
Yes, I know that.
All you need to do is that.
But when you play, when the music starts, that's where I feel the hopelessness of the future, and I love it. I love how sad.
For me, I feel the hopelessness at the dun dun.
Okay. All right. So now my number one, I don't know if you're gonna laugh or not. It's Mortal Kombat.
Yes. This theme's fucking awesome.
Player Uno coming out.
I love that this is your number one. Awesome.
I love the next bit a lot.
Awesome. Kebo Trek, we end with you, sir. What's your top five?
Yeah, in number five, it's same as Will. Well, I don't remember if the order is the same, but Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana Jones is definitely
Have to put that up there. Number four, and I'm putting this up here, and we've discussed this in the past, is Top Gun, because
yes,
more than any other movie, I think that the music in this movie influences the movie and makes it better. So
don't lie, it's because you want to play beach volleyball in jeans with a bunch of other dudes.
That too, I mean. But, I mean, Top Gun, it's a classic. It just makes the movie better.
It's because it's funny. Hold on, wait for it. Sure.
Like, I'm afraid of heights, but I would fly a plane just listening to this theme. I don't care.
It's, I don't know, just it made the movie much better.
Wait, now, would you fly a plane, or did you want to fly a fighter jet?
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
Take on the Ruskies.
Like I said, I think it enhances the movie more than any other song.
I agree. What's your what's next on the list, Kev?
My number three is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Okay.
I mean, it's an iconic, like most of our lists are from the last 20 years or so, 25 years, where you have this piece of music from way, way back, and you hear it right away. You know what it is.
Yeah, you know what it is.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Actually, Kevo, I didn't know it was Good, Bad, Deadly. To me, I just thought it was ultimate Western theme. I didn't know it came actually from this movie. I thought it was just used for all Westerns. That's how ingrained it is in my head.
That's how epic it's become.
Yeah, exactly. It's really cool. I can hear it like the, what is it? What's it called? Not wheelbarrows, but like the dust.
The hay. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
What do you call that? It's like barrels of like hay or dust that just go through, and I'm like, I just imagine that.
What do you call it?
Tumbleweed.
That's
tumbleweed.
It.
I can just imagine the tumbleweed going by whenever I hear the theme. It's awesome.
Thing that pisses me off about stuff like this is it gets like redone with a Swiffer commercial.
Yeah, I know.
And ruins the whole, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This fucking Swiffer. Like,
I know.
Oh, I hate it. Fuck Swiffer, man. What's your number two?
Number two would have to be Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's
again.
Yeah, I can't believe that other guy listed it so low.
I know. It makes no sense to me. And
drum roll, please.
My number one, like Will, is Jurassic Park. I just
really, yeah, two number ones.
I think it's just a beautiful piece of music, and just that sense, like Will said, that sense of wonder when you get to the world is just, I don't know, it's just a beautiful piece of music.
Now, is it Weird Al's edition of Jurassic Park, or?
Well, yes, of course.
But wait a minute, you just had a top five list that didn't consist of Resident Evil.
I know, eh?
Yeah, that's surprising.
I was going to put money down that your number one was going to be Resident Evil.
Especially since the first one was scored by Marilyn Manson. That's just beautiful music.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Those moves are crap.
I love the first one.
I hate them all.
Shut up.
One soundtrack that threw me off was Hostage, Bruce Willis. It was actually done by Trent Reznor.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Trent Reznor. I know he also did a Social Network, which I remember when the opening credits came out. I was like, Trent Reznor's soundtrack. But then when you like you watch the movie, you could really tell his sound.
Or like one of my top total soundtracks, which you're going to get into, is Tron Legacy.
Tron's awesome with that. That was with Daft Punk, right? Daft Punk.
It's like, holy crap.
Let's see if you can guess my top five.
Okay.
My number five was already mentioned.
It's Hulk Hogan, Real American.
Indiana Jones.
No.
Terminator?
It's not Lord of the Rings.
Batman? No, Batman's one.
Mortal Kombat!
No, it was Top Gun. Top Gun.
Good choice.
And this number four, which I'm surprised has not been mentioned.
Titanic.
Oh, Beverly Hills.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty awesome.
This. I just never know what it's from.
It's from Crazy Frog.
Actually, old school. What's really cool is that they used that version of this recently to make homage to it in an episode of The League.
Yes. Yeah, we watched that episode. Kebbutrek hated it.
It was a terrible episode.
Gallifrey, do you know why Kebbutrek hated it? It was by Seth Rogen who wrote it. The same guy who did This Is the End.
Why, Kebbo, you don't like Seth Rogen?
Kebbo, tell Gallifrey what you thought of This Is the End.
Yeah, it was just, I had trouble watching it. It was so bad.
Yeah, you're a terrible human being, Kebbo.
Let's see if you guys can guess. This is an obscure movie. It's one of my favorites. I want to see if you guys can guess the movie for this theme song.
Oh, wait a second.
This is starting to make me question your heterosexuality.
No, I've seen this.
I've seen this movie 20 times.
Hackers.
Yeah.
Fever Pitch.
No. Fever Pitch.
Is this a soundtrack by Cher?
No. It's Hackers, man. Come on. All right, and my number two and one, actually, the new Star Trek theme is my number two.
Really?
That was going to be an honorable mention for me.
Yeah. And my number one is the theme for The Dark Knight.
I was actually going to have the theme for Dark Knight or just the Nolan trilogy in general, because they all kind of have the same tone.
Isn't the same theme as The Last Samurai?
What?
Yeah. If it was The Last Samurai.
What are you talking about?
No, it is. The Last Samurai is the same theme as the Batman movies. I'm serious.
It's fucking blasphemy.
No, it's just the same guy who did it.
You are uninvited to the year-end party.
Dude, listen to The Last Samurai. You're like, holy shit, this is the Batman theme.
No. That's it.
Tom Cruise
All right,
was
moving
Batman.
On.
He's going to go to bed and cry tonight because you will.
Moving on. Let's get a list of the best-selling soundtracks and just some quick thoughts on it. Number 10, Footloose. Kevin Bacon's in Footloose?
Did you know that that's his biggest movie so far?
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Footloose is a
pretty classic song, though.
He's in the first Friday the 13th. That's his biggest movie ever.
Wait, which one, Carp?
First one.
What?
He was in the first Friday the 13th. He takes an arrow through the back of the neck at the front of it.
Yeah, but that's like saying that Johnny F's best movie is like A Nightmare on Elm Street.
It was.
I've never seen it.
Everything else has been crap. Lone Ranger, crap. Pirates, crap.
That's like Jennifer Aniston's best one is Leprechaun.
That's like saying Kevin Nash's best match was against the Turtles.
It was, when he was Super Shredder? Hell yeah.
Did he job?
He did job. Well, he jobbed to himself, though. He, like, got himself disqualified to death.
Our number nine best-selling soundtracks. I'm not an animated movie guy, but it is catchy, this stuff.
It's great.
But that is your alarm clock, and you will wake up in a whole different mood every day.
That's really good.
From the day we arrive on the planet.
Okay, enough of that.
What?
Doesn't Elton John sing the song?
You want to hear the chorus? There you go. There you go, Galfrey. Okay, enough of that.
Oh, by the way, in the beginning, even singing in Swahili, and he says, "A king is coming, yes, yes, a king is coming." If anybody wonders,
a king's coming, it's coming.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Worst part is I just watched a movie with Sacha Grey.
Forrest Gump? Yeah, they had a lot of 70s tracks. They like...
Spoiler alert, this is on my top three. Like, I legit used to have that soundtrack.
Lion King?
No.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Lion King 2, you know, Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Top Gun, number 7, no big surprise there. Purple Rain, no surprise there either, because that pretty much made the movie.
Yeah.
Grease 2, Grease sold 26 million. Holy
you
shit.
You mean Grease as well, because Grease 2 didn't do as quite as well as Grease.
Hey, guys.
No, it was Grease 1.
Do you guys know who wrote Grease 2?
What?
Who was in Grease 2? Who wrote Grease 2?
The movie. Yeah,
Grease
Kevin 2? Bacon.
No, Sylvester Stallone.
I was going to say Kevin Bacon too.
Sylvester That's Stallone awesome. Wrote Grease 2.
Hey, Grease. Hey.
Hey, Grease Lightning.
Hey, Grease Lightning. You'll fight the good fight. I'll fight the fight. I'll fight the good fight. Surprising. Titanic, number 4.
I thought it would be number 1.
Huh. 28 million. I thought it would be number 1, too. Dirty Dancing, no surprise there. And I'm not going to play a thing from that.
You're not going to play it?
No. Saturday Night Fever again. Yeah, that's no surprise there.
What?
28 million. Number 1, surprising, The Bodyguard.
Oh,
but it's got the biggest song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the biggest songs ever with Amen.
My eardrums just busted.
Terrible. You men should not attempt this.
37 million sales. 37 yeah. million.
All right, I'm going to start off my top 3 movie soundtracks. No big surprise, Dark Knight, number 3. I got Top Gun, number 2, and I got Hackers, number 1, as for my favorite soundtrack. Carp, let's throw this to you. Let's get your top 3.
All right. So number 3 is pretty much anything Star Wars. Definitely.
Anything Star Wars.
So even like the new trilogy that came out recently?
Actually, Phantom Menace's soundtrack is phenomenal.
Really?
But obviously New Hope is the number 1 on that. Number 2, that's pretty hard, actually. Tossed up. You know what? I'm just going to do a top.
Fuck off. Make a decision.
Okay. I'm brain freeze right now. But here's my number 1, which nobody's going to expect. Judgment Night.
What's that?
The movie Judgment Night. It was one of the first records to mix hardcore metal and hardcore rap.
I don't think it exists. I think you just made it up.
It is one of the best soundtracks you'll ever hear. Just put up Judgment Night by shit.
It's Judgment Anthrax, Night by shit.
Anthrax with
Public Enemy?
I believe Public Enemy.
Let's check it out.
That's a badass. I love that song.
It is a badass album.
This is your number 1?
Dude, this entire soundtrack is awesome. Now, you gotta remember, this is in the early 90s when a lot of racism was still rampant, and so you had like the hardcore hip hop heads mixing it with the metal heads. This movie I loved too. It was a great movie, so this is definitely, I bought this when it first came out, so it is my top number 1 soundtrack for movies.
Alright, let's throw this to Gallifrey. Let's get your top 3.
My number 3 is X-Men the first movie. I even downloaded that whole album and I listened to it a lot. I love all the music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And my favorite one is called, it's Cerebro. That, I love that score, that track a lot, Cerebro. It's when, well, whatever, you know, when they go into explore the Cerebro. I love it.
I know there's soundtracks that have like songs in them, but there's other ones that have more like the soundtrack, the background music.
You mean the sound score?
The score, yeah.
Yeah, score.
Would you guys listen to movies with soundtracks with like the score in it?
I do. I love instrumental music, so that's I can let that play and then I study.
Yeah, but I download a lot of stuff like that. I have a lot of, even though it's not movie related, the Doctor Who soundtrack, which they have a lot of score that they use within the past.
Like the one by Murray Gold. The bridge. I forget what it's called. Westminster Bridge. That's a great sound.
I mean, they got a lot, but I mean, there's that. I think the whole Nolan series; those are really good ones. I'm trying to think of some other ones that I have.
Now, my number two is from Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Again, I'm talking about like soundtrack score.
Is it Hedwig's score?
No, the whole soundtrack, all of that. I thought we were listing soundtracks.
Yeah,
the whole CD of Prisoner of Azkaban, from when he played Hedwig's theme to like Something Wicked This Way Comes to the Whomping Willow. You know,
that's the gayest soundtrack list ever.
No, you screw you.
The Whomping Willow.
Oh, I can't wait to get my willow whomping tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to my whomping willow.
How about you know the Expecto Patronum scene? Oh,
right. Oh my God,
okay,
I love
that.
Like an awesome porno.
That scene was amazing with the whomping willow and the Expo whatever.
You suck. Okay. My number one is Nightmare Before Christmas, Danny Elfman.
Really?
The whole CD, yes, the whole thing. From the first theme song, when they, you know, the introduction of Jack Skellington to the end. And I love the Oogie Boogie song. I love Kidnap the Santa Claus.
What's with you and funny names?
Yeah, there are no funny names. Want the Oogie Boogie, baby? Want the Oogie Boogie.
There's the cover version of that soundtrack, which is badass.
Marilyn Manson.
Well, obviously everyone knows Marilyn Manson. I think Kidnap the Santa Claus was done by Korn. That's actually a really good version too. I can't remember. I think Amy Lee does whatever Sandy song is. Yeah,
Amy Lee does one of them. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a collection of a lot of different artists. The one that always just pops off my mind is Kidnap the Santa Claus, because with Korn, I think it sounds actually better than the original.
Okay.
Who did we miss?
You missed Will.
Oh, missed you too, Heavy?
Yeah.
All right, Heavy, go ahead. Top three.
I'm going to pull on my list. My number three is 8 Mile. Not the score of it, because I know they released the score of it, and they released...
You gotta lose yourself in the moment.
Oh, that whole album, I love. My number two is the Forrest Gump soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And my number one, which nobody will expect this, I bought this off of iTunes, and I love when this director comes out with soundtrack, because what he does with them, Clerks 2.
Really?
Yes, because Kevin Smith puts audio clips from the movie in the soundtrack.
That's cool.
As separate tracks. So yes, there's the songs that were used in it, there's some of the scores that they used in it, that they used just for, like, not really scored, like, song they made instrumental for the movie, but then... There's the thing of Pickle Fucker. there's like just so many of those. Like, okay, all right, there's only one Return. Okay, and Into the King, it's Out of the Jet. I mean, there's just, that's why I love that soundtrack.
But he doesn't mix them in the songs. He does it as like a separate audio track. Like track five would be Pickle Fucker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Just, I love it.
I think it's kind of like a hip hop album where like they'll do skits before.
Yeah. Okay. That's fun. All right, Kebbo Trek, let's get your top three.
Well, I don't really have much like in terms of soundtracks, so I'll just list some different ones, I guess.
Go for it.
Number three, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Really?
Yes.
Go Ninja, go
There's a
ninja.
Few good songs on that when you're a kid.
You want to hear something funny? So I was in Maryland for a Terrapins football game, and a Terrapin is a turtle, and their theme is Heroes in a Half Shell, Turtle Power, but with the band, with the like tuba players and all that shit. So me and C-Money, we were fucking loving it whenever the Terrapins would score, they would play Turtle Power. And we're like, oh shit, Turtle Power.
That's awesome.
Go, go, ninja, go, ninja, go. Go, ninja, go, ninja, go.
My number two, probably just more to get this out there, because I'm surprised it hasn't been mentioned at all, is Rocky.
Wow, yeah. How the hell did nobody mention that?
So yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily my second favorite, but I figure why not mention it?
Eye of the Tiger, man. Whenever I hear Eye of the Tiger, I just want to train for 5 minutes and then stop. But like for those 5 minutes, you're like, fuck, wait, yeah, let's really go. And you're like, oh, fuck, it's too cold.
5 minutes? Are you sure? 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Yeah.
All it needs five
let's
minutes.
Let's reduce that by 4 minutes.
All right. Number one, Kevin.
I couldn't think of a third different one, so just going to go with Top Gun.
You lost that love and feeling. Oh, go ahead, Will.
Okay, so we were talking about Amy Lee earlier. My favorite sound, my third favorite soundtrack is Daredevil. I know the movie gets
cracked. What?
Yeah.
My Immortal?
Actually, they two songs by Evanescence.
There's two songs by Evanescence. There's My Immortal and there's Bring Me to Life. There's also some Nickelback in there. It's a great soundtrack. I really liked it, and it's what introduced...
Oh my god. Okay, get off the show.
you just
said great and Nickelback.
You're being a really bad stereotypical
Canadian. I believe the internet's full of hypocrites, because say what you want. Nickelback, when they first came out, everybody loved them.
No.
Yeah, and then they heard the second song and the third and the fourth that sounded like the first one.
No, Will's not wrong. Will's also got Spider-Man, some Chad Kroeger. I could be your hero.
That's true.
No, that's the wrong. It's Enrique.
That's Enrique. But then Chad Kroeger was also with Santana. No, there was and then he married Ava LaVigne recently. No, Chad Kroeger is not a bad guy.
Avril Lavigne, yeah. Did you hear the they did a Motown?
I did not. I didn't. There was I'm scared.
There was a group called Post Media Jukebox or something. They did a Motown cover of the entire Nickelback album.
What? I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is how you remind me, Motown cover.
Okay. Anyways, in Daredevil, introduced me to Evanescence, which became one of my very favorite bands. And for some reason, maybe because I can't tell when the song ends, when it begins, it's the one band where I can just keep listening to the music over and over again and not get sick of it. Anyways, so Daredevil. Number two is Watchmen. Watchmen, when the book was written, the guy would use song lyrics within the titles and in some key phrases. And what happens is that when they made the movie, they actually used those songs. So you've got awesome. You've got Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. You've got, it opens up with Bob Dylan's The Times They Are Changing, but they actually turned to a 6-minute song to work with the intro, which is phenomenal. Guys, I'm just, everybody listening, go on YouTube and write Watchmen movie intro. It's Bob Dylan, These Times They Are Changing, and it's just, it's phenomenal. It's the best part.
It's actually good Nickelback.
You're bringing this back? Thanks.
Sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, get lost. Let's go. Okay, you've got the, my favorite part is during Dr. Manhattan's funeral, they play The Sounds of Silence by Paul Simon and Garfunkel. So it's awesome. And number one, my very favorite is Rocky IV. Damn you, Kev, I was going to say it. Rocky IV is my favorite.
Well, Rocky IV, yeah.
Rocky IV.
They're better in three, though.
No, I'll explain why. I'll tell you why, old school, because... If you watch Rocky IV, the Rocky movie starts with like the end of the last movie. So because they do that, it actually begins with The Eye of the Tiger playing. So The Eye of the Tiger is the very first song in Rocky IV, so it's part of the soundtrack. So not only do you have all the good stuff from Rocky IV, you also have Eye of the Tiger in there. And you have another Survivor song, which is called Burning Heart, I believe. You've got Hearts on Fire, which is awesome, and you got There's No Easy Way Out. This is like the ultimate 80s soundtrack. It's phenomenal. It's got the best Survivor in there too.
Yes. The horses, and he pulls them. Yeah, it's great.
But if you go like, yeah, keep going.
What is that?
Hey, get lost. Oh, you know what the title of the track is? It's called Training Montage.
Like, I want to work out for, like, a minute. We got Hearts on Fire as well.
Yeah, you guys great, and you got...
That's the
title,
these
are the best songs ever.
Minus the groaning by Paul Blundgren.
It's a cliff, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Will. Now we've come to the part of the show. We're going to play Name That Tune, and the winner gets, I guess, bragging rights for next year. We're going to play 60 themes.
Whoa.
Yes. But it's all going to be short clips, And I'm not going to stop it. So if you name it, I will give you the point. But we're going to go straight through. And let's see.
Who keeps score?
I will keep score.
Okay.
So I'm going to get my pen and pad ready. And hopefully I can keep track of this. And if you know the name, just blurt it out. Let's see who will be the winner of the Name That Tune competition. Here we go.
Star Wars.
Kev.
Sioux City.
Nope.
Oh, I know what a He-Man.
Nope.
Ah.
Ghostbusters. I think Kev got that.
Yeah. I got that.
You show your favoritism, Will.
Fine.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Carb got it.
What?
Actually, I think Will got that.
I got that.
I'm gonna give it to Will.
I want to play back.
All right, what are we on? Beverly Hills Cop. All right, let's go.
It's Beverly Hills Cop.
Protector.
Will got it.
What?
Yeah.
I got four. Will.
Really? I didn't.
Will said it first.
Who said it first?
Will said it first.
I said it first.
I'm giving it to Will.
Oh,
I want to listen back on that too.
All right.
Star Trek.
Will. We're tied at three.
Terminator.
Will. Will's in the lead.
Oh,
fuck. I don't know. I think Will got that.
I said MI. Fuck that.
Okay, we'll give it to Cart.
Whatever.
Heavy.
Yeah, it would have been nice if you played something you didn't already.
What do you want me to do?
This is a Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Will.
To the Caribbean.
Heavy. Who's got a wood eraser?
Jurassic Park.
Kev.
Titanic.
Heavy.
That's good. I didn't catch that.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Lord of the Rings?
Nope.
Conan?
Nope.
Dangerous Mind.
Godfather.
The Heavy.
Heavy got it.
Yeah. This is a close one.
Indiana Jones.
Kev. Favorite. You know, I
had to give it to
you. A carp. Hold on, was that Heavy?
I still got that.
This sucks.
I'm gonna give it to Will.
I wanna play back
this, man.
No.
That wasn't me.
I said it. I said the rings.
Okay, I'll give it to Will then. Alright, so after 20, Kev has 5.
Yeah, we can just stop.
Recount.
Will has 6.
I disagree with everything.
Gallifrey has 0.
Not fast enough.
Carp has 1, and Heavy has 4.
And we could just end.
Why? You still have a chance?
You still have a chance.
You're showing too much favoritism, Jake Kemp.
I want a recount, man. I should have like 8.
I'm trying to, hey man, I'm trying to distinguish the voices.
No, listen back.
Skype.
Well, you know, the viewers at home will be able to correct me.
Viewers at right. home, those with enhanced radio who we aren't recording.
Yes, all right. So, let's check out our next 20 songs.
The ring. Back to the Future.
Yeah,
good job. Yeah, good job.
Mike Myers, damn it.
Gallifrey
got it.
Fuck that.
Gallifrey?
Okay.
Yep. I got something?
Yay.
First up.
Yeah, Heavy. It's like, if the fucker has the soundtrack, you should know it.
That's not good and bad in you.
No.
It's all shit.
Good, bad, and the ugly. Lone Ranger. Something terrible.
Jaws.
Yeah. Kev.
Oh, I didn't catch that. It's very good.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Harry Potter.
Ah.
I think that was very quick.
I get that a lot. Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, well, you slurred it, but it went. Yeah, I'll give it to you. Magnificent Seven.
Gladiator.
Yep.
Home Alone.
Yeah, Will got it. By a threat.
Soft.
Heavy got it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. K-Pax.
No.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, guys. Let me listen.
Born?
Batman.
Graduate?
No.
Beaver pitch?
No.
Born?
No.
X-Men?
No.
Tron Legacy?
No.
RoboCop?
No. Close.
Time Before Time?
No.
Gone with the Wind? No.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Lawrence of Arabia?
Yes. Well, got it.
Born?
No. So ones that you guys missed, I was surprised. Gladiator you missed.
No, I said Gladiator.
Oh, Will said that.
Oh, you got Gladiator. Okay. Forgot that. American Beauty was the one Kev thought was.
Oh, that's what it was.
K-Pax.
His Beautiful Mind.
Okay.
Inception.
Oh, where? That's what it was. No, it's what. But you played the other theme, though. I get what you did.
Road to Perdition was after Inception. And Blade Runner as well, you guys missed.
Mm.
All right, so after round two.
I got Harry Potter.
You got Harry Potter.
It's not over?
I mean, it's not over yet, Gallifrey.
We have one more round left. Will's in the lead with 9. Kev is in second with 8. Heavy's got 6. Gallifrey has 2. And Carp has 1.
I still call it cheating.
Can't believe I missed Inception.
All right, there we go. Third and final round.
The Fountain.
No.
Catch Me If You Can?
No.
Ben Hur?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Will should know that one.
Batman? Dark Knight? Far and Away?
No.
Everything sounds the same.
No.
Something very sad in a drum.
Oh, I love this song.
This is great.
What?
It's not Inception, right?
No.
Okay.
The Notebook.
This is amazing. I love this.
Lord of the Flies. Star Wars, no.
Is this the Neverending Story?
No.
Epic, what the hell is
Conan?
That?
Conan?
The Great Gatsby.
Fuck your gloves.
Never for Christmas.
Yeah. I thought Gallifrey would have got that.
A movie with actors.
Two left.
The Tree of Life.
You might get the last one.
Link for a car in the back, like in some victorious scene, not the main theme.
All right, so the last 20 was an epic failure.
Okay. What was that last one? What were you talking about?
Some you missed. Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
You missed Judge Dredd.
The Stallone.
Yeah, the first Judge Dredd was so well known.
Rain Man.
What?
Aliens. You missed.
Okay.
Signs.
Duh. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So our winner. Is Will with 10.
Thanks. But wait, can you tell us what we missed, though? I really like to know. Do you have the whole list? Oh, you don't have the list. Okay. Forget.
I want to recount.
I disagree with everything. It sucked.
The Carp, you got 1.
Exactly. Well, I'm sure I got like 7, but you were like, no, I'm going to give the points to everybody else.
All right, so let's close the show here. It's, oh my goodness, we've gone almost an hour and a half. All right, so for Gallifrey, Kev Botrek, Carp, Will, Heavy Set, and myself, Mr. Old School, thank you very much for listening.
Bye.
Whee.
They're doing each other.
Whoa.
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indy Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indy Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
Slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge.
Oh my God, what's gonna happen?
News and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Start with our heavy man, our Iron Man, Mr. Heavyset. Oh, gotta love pre-rolls. Don't worry, I'll cut it. No.
Why are movies French titles then?
Because your browser is in French.
Oh, that makes sense. I need some tech support.
Oh God, it's a more people need tech support.
All the bonds all the way at the top.
Diamonds Are Forever, 81, The Man with the Golden Sun, 80, Cash Me Can. Huh?
You said the man with the gun, golden dude. Sun.
Yeah, it's Man with the Golden Sun, you idiot.
By the way,
By
the way, Diamonds Are Forever is a fantastic theme.
Absolutely. Gallifrey, number four.
Number four is Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's more than one Caribbean.
There's two Caribbeans.
There's a bunch of Caribbeans.
I don't know. Is there no S?
It's just
no, there's not really.
Oh,
no.
Really? I always thought there was.
Is it the title theme? Is it one of the... Hey, Greece. Hey.
Hey, Greece Lightning.
Hey, Greece Lightning.
I'm so mad.
But then Chad Kruger was also a